just inside the doorway. Use it only in emergency. Better you should pray to God, the Father and the Spirit will guide you and protect you from up here. Can you hear me?
Well, can you hear me? My friends, another edition of The Flip Side on the way for this Wednesday, June the 6th. Robbie Noel with you for the next hour. This hour brought to you by Republic Trading Group. Now, toll-free number 1-800-691-7898. Web address, republictradinggroupinternational.com. Well, what a crazy 24 hours we just had. I guess a good place to start is in overnight action in Asia that bled into the opening in New York. Because, and I don't see it too often, I might add, looking at Asian trading late last night, I saw something you don't often see, and that was gold was higher by $10, silver was higher by 80 cents, and in large part, it was based on reports out of Asia that gold imports into Hong Kong reached a lifetime high of 103.6 metric tons in April, which is up 6.5% from the 63 tons the previous month. Through the month of April, imports have reached 431.2 tons. That's more than half of last year's volume. And if this pace continues for the remainder of 2012, you could see China importing more than 700 tons of gold. Now, together with that, there was speculation that central banks will soon start pumping more liquidity into the global economy to boost growth and protect the banking system. And so what caused more excitement on Wall Street today? We'll have that for you when we return.
Calls.
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back. Stop collection calls and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. use for emergencies, or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GET-BERKEY. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working capital cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
Welcome back to the flip side for this Wednesday. So after the bullish sentiments for gold in Asian trading, gold was also supported by the ECB decision to hold rates steady at 1% in its June monetary policy decision during European trading. And then as the folks on Wall Street were downing their second cup of coffee and reading this morning's edition of the Wall Street Journal, the star Federal Reserve reporter for the Wall Street Journal this morning, John Hilsenrath, wrote that with the European woes and disappointing U.S. economic data and strain seen in the financial markets, and according to the pundits on CNBC, John Hilsenrath has a direct line to the Federal Reserve. And he wrote this morning that with all the disappointing economic data and strains in the financial markets coming from Europe have prompted a shift at the Federal Reserve, putting back on the table the possibility of action to spur the recovery. And he also speculated that there is a growing buzz that world leaders will fire off a global coordinated bazooka to fend off a possible collapse. And that's pretty much all that was needed to send gold higher by $25, silver higher by $1.29. And as a matter of fact, silver almost breached $30. Well, it did breach $30. Actually got as high as $30.01. Gold had a high of $16.42. And so things were looking pretty good early this morning. Even the miners were having an extraordinary day. And then came the beige book. And statements in the beige book didn't confirm anything that John Hilzenrath said, and so subsequently gold and silver sold off. And when the dust settled, gold closed up $2.80 on the day at $16.20, silver up 90 cents at $29.53, platinum up 26 at $14.68, palladium off a buck at $6.30. Mining index held on to small gains, which were big gains, but ended up closing up 29 basis points at 165.69. But the bulls on Wall Street weren't deterred. Dow soaring 288 points to close at 12,414. NASDAQ up 66 at 2,844. Dollar index closing at 82.19, and crude oil marginally higher by 62 cents at 85.64. So there you have a blow-by-blow account of what happened in the past 24 hours. And I guess it just goes to confirm once again how these markets are driven by headlines. John Hilzenrath may have good connections within the Federal Reserve, but obviously the hopium crowd at CNBC didn't need anything more than a few speculative statements that appeared in the Wall Street Journal to once again salivate over the fact that the Fed is going to once again bring out the punch bowl. Now, everybody is waiting for statements by Janet Yellen, who is giving a speech tonight, to see whether or not she says anything in support of more quantitative easing. But as many Fed observers have stated, the job of her speech tonight is nothing more than laying the groundwork for Ben Bernanke's much-anticipated speech tomorrow before Congress. So I guess we can expect that there's a good and high degree of probability
that Ben Bernanke is going to throw cold water on much of the speculation. But then again, he may not. I think a general consensus is he's going to try and reassure the financial markets interest rates in the U.S. are going to remain low for an extended period of time, which always seems to be his standard line. But who knows, if he's testifying before the House tomorrow, there's a good probability that Ron Paul could throw him a curveball and force him to say something he didn't want to say. But I'm sure he's learned his lesson after getting spanked a few times by Ron Paul in the past to make sure he has some counter-argument to whatever Ron Paul may be asking him. Isn't this a crazy world in which we live, my friends? Interesting to note the rise in the Dow today, according to the folks at Fox News. They tried to spin it to say that was because of Scott Walker's victory last night. I mean, these people are so pathetic on the so-called mainstream media. I mean, they will throw out anything in order to justify their political viewpoint. It doesn't matter what it is. Yesterday I had to laugh because the big news story yesterday from the Obama administration was they had eliminated the number two in Al-Qaeda with a drone strike. Now, a few years ago, I gave up counting how many times the U.S. had killed the number two man in Al-Qaeda. I think we've killed the number two guy about a dozen times. I could be wrong, but I think I'm pretty accurate at a dozen times. Then today, the usual Israel firsters were all over Fox News accusing the Obama administration of leaking classified information in order to bolster his chances in the upcoming election. I mean, these people are so pathetic. It's amazing that anybody gives them any airtime at all. And the usual suspects were out there, John McCain, Dianne Feinstein. It's actually pathetic to watch that these are actually semi-intelligent adults. It's something you would expect from an eighth grader, but then again, that's politics in America. We'll take a quick time out and be right back after this.
Hi, my name is David Stovenel, and I host a talk radio show called Operation Restore Christian America. To listen online, go to genuinechristianitynow.com. Then click on the Listen Live button every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Time. My primary focus is that the Protestant Freemason British Royal Windsor family is now apostate and making their final all-out attack worldwide in an attempt to force us to accept their satanic New World Order. I offer remedies of how to stop them. The British monarchy has totally abandoned their ancestors' genuine Christian faith and have returned to their effort to conquer the world through the sovereign's will, hidden laws, violence, terror, and deceit. Remember, to listen online, go to genuinechristianitynow.com, then click on the Listen Live button every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Time.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Keravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Keravim? Simple. Keravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to teravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Teravim, the best supplements on earth.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Well, I never felt more like singing the blues, 'cause I never thought that I'd ever lose your love, babe. Why'd you do me this way? Well, I never felt more like crying all night, 'cause everything's wrong and nothing ain't right without you. You've got me singing the blues.
Welcome back to the flip side for this Wednesday, June the 6th. June the 6th will be a day I remember for a long time to come, because it is the date where Bob Chapman was finally laid to rest at 1 o'clock Eastern time today. And I just have to add this. On the funeral home's website, they have a guest book where people can write their condolences to Bob's family. When I announced that website last night, I think there was a total of 65 condolence messages. Before I came on the air, I went and checked it out. Because the funeral home doesn't leave the guest book up permanently. I believe it's only got one day left before they shut down accepting condolence messages for the family. So in 24 hours, the condolence messages went from 65 to where it is now at almost 1,000. And the interesting thing to note is from how many countries condolence messages have come in. And it's a testament to Bob Chapman, that he was revered worldwide. for the International Forecast. Let's go to the phones real quick. Mike in Maryland. Hey, Mike.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I want to mention a couple things. Maybe at the Urban, sure. I have time. I won't take up too much time. But sure. Just reading on another website that Moody's down. This is from, I think, Zero Hedge. Moody's downgrades 6 German bank groups and their, yep, subsidiaries by up to 3 notches. Did you talk about this earlier?
No, but I believe Moody's did that yesterday.
Okay. Well, then tell me, is this for real, or is Moody's and these rating agencies, are they at the behest of the Federal Reserve or our government to scare capital out of Europe into the dollar, or do you think that in other words, how dependable are these rating agencies? How devoid of politics are they?
Well, Mike, let me put it to you this way, and you can make up your own mind on this. Moody's, Standard & Poor's are two rating agencies that during the rise of the real estate bubble, carte blanche, gave AAA credit ratings to all those collateral debt obligations that were concocted by folks at J.P. Morgan and Goldman Sachs. And one would have thought that their credibility in their ratings of financial instruments would have come under severe criticism, and nobody would have put a lot of faith in them. But it seems as though, for whatever strange reason, Moody's and Standard & Poor's still have sway in the financial world as to what they deem to be creditworthy investments.
So, in other words, take out your salt shaker, huh?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, you know, I guess if there's a credit rating agency that's gone against the grain and receives little attention is Egan Jones.
Never heard of them.
Well, they've been around for a while, but they tend to be a little bit more honest in their ratings. They long before Moody's had downgraded not only several Spanish and Greek banks, but they received the wrath of the U.S. Treasury when they downgraded U.S. debt.
Can I hang on? After,
sure.
The
hang on a sec, brother. We'll take care of some business, and we'll be right back after this.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back to the flip side for this Wednesday. Speaking with Mike. You still there, Mike?
Yes, sir. Can I ask maybe one or two other questions?
Sure.
Now, I'm sure you know the stock market was up 286 points. The Dow was up 286
yes.
points. Now, is this because there's a that is this a because QE3, the promise QE3, is that a real promise or is that just a
a lot of it had to do with the opium addiction and CNBC, but, they jumped all over the Wall Street Journal report this morning where that Wall Street Journal insider to the Fed speculated QE3 was back on the table because of obviously the bad economic data that came out last week, and so there was a lot of hopium going on today, and then reality struck when the Fed's beige book came out, and it didn't confirm the hopium euphoria. So I guess, a lot is going to depend on what Janet Yellen says tonight in her speech and what Ben Bernanke says tomorrow.
Okay, so the next 2 days will flesh that out. Listen, I don't want to take up too much time, another network, and they heard on one of the shows previous to yours, and I'm stressed, this is, I guess, a rumor, and I'm not trying to stir the pot or create a fear, but somebody on Republic Broadcasting sometime today, I stress this isn't confirmed, but I think it's rumored that supposedly prominent activists and the Patriot Truth community are starting to disappear. Have you heard anything about that?
No, I've heard nothing about that, but that once again just makes me feel real good that I'm broadcasting live from Baja, California.
Yeah. I can't say that I blame you. Okay, and I stress the fact that I heard this on another station, and I don't know if that's true or not.
Well, you know, unfortunately, in the so-called Patriot community, there is a lot of Patriot mythology and misinformation that is put out in order to justify political positions that a host might take. You know, just because someone says they are a patriot doesn't mean that the information they are putting out is gospel. In large part, a lot of the time, the information they put out is just simply to justify their misguided, uninformed, and unresearched opinion. You know, it's really easy to, you know, get the community all riled up about, you know.
Yeah, to stir the pot, in other words.
Well, sure, you know. So you got to take, you know, you got to take everything with a grain of salt. It's kind of like, you know, the FEMA camp stories and.
Sure.
And all the rest of them. So, you know, as I always say to people, you know, if I say something on the air that causes you a little discomfort, you have a wonderful tool available to you, and that's called the Internet.
Yep.
And it's real easy to verify or refute any disturbing news you get.
Sure.
And I'll give you a case in point. And that was the passing of Bob Chapman.
Yeah.
There were a number of so-called Patriot sites that were questioning whether or not Bob Chapman had actually died. Even a very well listened to so-called Patriot host even tried to put forward that the reports about Bob Chapman's passing were being confused with another guy with the same name who was an Australian athlete.
Sure.
Now, anybody who had heard that, it wouldn't have taken them more than 5 minutes of some very basic research using a search engine to find out that that was a bogus story.
Sure. Yeah.
You know, so you got to do your own research and.
Yeah, it's only just let your fingers do the walking, and sometimes it only takes a few seconds. Well, I just thought I'd ask in case somebody might want to call in and confirm or deny it, and that's why I stressed it was a rumor. Hey, but thanks for your time. Great show as always, Robbie, and keep up the good work. I'll keep listening to you. And I'll talk to you later. Goodbye.
Thanks, brother. You know, there's so much misinformation and disinformation out there today. And it's unfortunate that a large swath of people rely on their source of information, for instance, coming from Fox News. Fox News is nothing more than a PR agent for the Israeli government. Every single story they do on Fox News is either in support of Bibi Netanyahu and the racist policies of the apartheid state called Israel, I haven't seen a single report on Fox News reporting about how Israel treats blacks in Israel. And if Fox News was around when the former government of South Africa was still in place, I'm sure they would have been running supportive commentaries about the former government of South Africa. But they completely disregard what's going on within Israel. And I think I would be correct in stating that they have never done a positive report on the plight of the Palestinians. So much for fair and balanced. All Fox News is concerned about is perpetuating the myth that there's a secret cabal of Muslims who are trying to take over the U.S. government and impose Sharia law. And they are doing everything in their power to get Mitt Romney elected President of the United States. And I know I'm not mistaken when I add that one of the hosts on Fox and Friends actually speculated that if Mitt Romney is elected President of the United States, he will appoint John McCain as the Secretary of Defense and Joe Lieberman as the Secretary of State. And that's the basis for the reason why people should support Mitt Romney. Let's not forget this is the same network that refused to even acknowledge that Ron Paul was in the race. As a matter of fact, every one of their primetime hosts, starting with Bill Riley, and you can work your way down, ever since the presidential race started, had effectively written Ron Paul off as unelectable. And if you want to balance out Fox News and you go over to MSNBC, it's you're going from bad to worse. As Fox News is the mouthpiece for the Likud party and Benjamin Netanyahu, MSNBC seems to be the voice of the NAACP. I mean, all you hear on MSNBC is how Republicans are trying to suppress the minority vote. I mean, it's just so pathetic to watch. And helps explain why there's so much confusion and lack of interest in the political system that we have today. They don't want to deal with the real facts. It's just like when we talk about gold and silver. What CNBC and Fox Business and Bloomberg don't want to discuss is the interest in gold and silver is very basic because people are now starting to ask the all-important question. What is money? Because people around the world are slowly starting to realize that fiat-created script is not real money. And that the only risk-free investment, let me repeat that, the only risk-free investment that's available to Joe Sixpack out there right now is gold and silver. Period. End of story. You know, Paul Craig Roberts had a interesting article that you can find on his website today where he pretty much spells it out. He says, the serious consequences of the enormous mistakes that are now being made in Washington and on Wall Street and corporate offices is the untenable policy of low interest rates and a corrupt financial press while debt rapidly builds. We've been through this experience before. During World War II, the Federal Reserve kept interest rates low in order to aid the Treasury's war finance by minimizing the interest rate burden on the war debt. The Fed kept interest rates low by buying the debt issuers. The post-war inflation that resulted led to the Federal Reserve Treasury Accord in 1951 in which agreement was reached that the Federal Reserve would cease monetizing the debt and permit interest rates to rise. Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke has spoken of an exit strategy and has said that when inflation threatens, he can prevent the inflation by taking money back out of the banking system. However, he can do that only by selling treasury bonds, which means interest rates would rise. A rise in interest rates would threaten the derivative structure, cause bond losses, and raise the cost of both public and private debt service. In other words, to prevent inflation from debt monetarization would bring on more immediate problems than inflation. Rather than collapse the system, the Fed would be more likely to inflate away the massive debts. Anyway, let's go back to the phones. We got Charlie in Scotland. Hey, Charlie.
Hi, Robert.
How are you doing, my friend?
Yeah, good. Obviously sad about the news with Bob, and my prayers go to his wife and his family. I couldn't get through to the show at all last night, or John's show. I don't know if it's some sort of problem with the phones at this side.
Sure.
I just wanted to kind of say that Bob changed not just my life, but a lot of other people over this way and obviously around the world, you know.
Absolutely. Bob must be smiling from wherever he is right now because the outpouring that I've seen in the last 24 hours has been utterly amazing.
Quite rightly so. You know, he was an amazing man, amazing knowledge he had.
Sure. Well, we're going to continue Bob's legacy.
Yeah, that's right. You know,
James Corbett is committed to, and you can bet I'm committed to as well, Charlie.
Yes.
Thank you, sir.
I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Welcome back to the flip side for this Wednesday. Let's go back to the phones. Bill in Idaho. Hey, Bill.
Hello. Good afternoon. Bless you, Robbie. Hi.
Thank you, sir.
Well, our condolences from the Republic of Idaho for the Public Broadcasting Network's family, certainly for Mr. Chapman. Sad, and yet at the same time, when a friend attains that standing in our Lord's eyes and goes to his rest after all the work and effort that he has put forth in the battle of righteousness and truth, and how many families and individual states that he helped stabilize in preparation for what's coming.
Let's not forget that, because I've seen some derogatory comments about Bob Chapman on various so-called patriot websites that said he was a shill for gold and silver. But I just need to remind people that when Bob started appearing on a regular basis on RBN, gold was $400 and silver was $12 an ounce. So call him a shill if you want. He was right.
He was absolutely right and had been right for a long time. And in the face of adversity, as well as the powers that be that would ostracize him and
sure.
talk his strategies down, obviously, even more so for those many families and estates that he ultimately saved. If not internationally, hopefully those people would be able to remember what broadcasts they had that information transmitted on.
Well, you know, Bill, that's why I always say it's one of the great benefits of the Internet, because, you know, Bob Chapman's many commentaries over the year are recorded for time, and all folks have got to do is just go into any search engine and punch up Bob Chapman's name, and they will find a vast trove of information going back a decade or more, and they can make their own evaluation on how right he was on so many things.
Well, remembering that our Lord's Heavenly Father's book, the Bible, and our Lord Jesus Christ, his only money was silver and gold.
Sure.
And he was put into the fire, as we all have or will be, and will be purified as such in the belief and the knowledge of the truth. And that will ultimately set everyone free. It would seem that Bob Chapman, as well as many others that have gone before, are just the beginning of that wave of truth and the knowledge of the truth that will set the world free.
Bill, appreciate your call, my friend. Thank you so much, sir.
Bless you. Bye-bye.
Stay tuned, my friends. Alan Watt, Cutting Through the Matrix, coming up at the top of the hour, and we'll be back and do this again tomorrow. Till then, see you out.